595 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. So getting on a healthy path can really have some adverse side effects, like you might be sleeping better, you might feel a lot more joyful, you might even have to buy some smaller clothes, and you probably will get great energy, and the list of side effects goes on and on. So just keep in mind that health is our wealth, and our lifestyle truly can be our medicine. We are happy about our guest tonight. I met Chad Oppel briefly. It's been, I'd say, probably like
6 months, 7 months.
Yeah, something like that. When we met at a meeting, and he got my attention right away because at the meeting, the health topic was, or the topic was health in Coleman. And he got my attention right away because he said low glycemic, and that was something that hardly anybody ever talks about, but it's what I guide people on that path of eating all the time, because it really, gosh, it just changes everything when people can learn to eat that way, small meals every 2 to 3 hours, and it shuts off that insulin pump and turns your body from storing fat into burning fat and kicks up your metabolism and just does a whole lot of great things for your body. So as soon as I heard Chad say that, I knew that I wanted to have him on as a guest and have a conversation.
Well,
so
thank
welcome.
You for having me. Yeah. That low glycemic is very important because, you know, you can go out and eat a pizza at 5 o'clock, and by 6:30, you're wanting that butterscotch sundae.
Yep.
People may say, well, that makes no sense. I just ate 2,000 calories worth of pizza. Why am I still hungry? Well, I mean, your blood sugar is spiked. That makes you hungrier, you know. And so it's better to eat these low glycemic foods about 5 to 6 times a day. And that is tough to do because time barriers are the number one enemy of people in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, and we can actually, we make up time barriers too. You know, it's like, oh, well, the dishes need to be washed. Well, no, they really don't. I just don't want to go to the gym. You know.
Well, Chad, one of the things that we were just hanging out in the foyer here talking about was just a few things in life. And one of the things that you mentioned was, you were 14 when you started working out. So how did that come about in your life at such a young age?
It's a funny story. That goes back to the He-Man days when I was 10 years old. And I always wanted to look like He-Man. But my parents said, you're still a little bit young, you know. Mm-hmm. So Steve Johnson introduced me to the gym back when he was over by Dutch's Donuts.
Okay.
You know, and I remember one time I did leave his gym to go to Dutch's, and he had a come apart. So long story short, you know, if you're going to eat bad, don't waste your time in the gym because it won't work. But Steve got me interested, saw some strength increases right off the bat, and I stayed with it throughout college, started personal training in college, came back here. Started Sports Fit, went to the Aquatic Center, and so it's been a good ride, you know. But helping people, seeing if people just realized, you know, how they would feel, you know, making that move, that very first move, that resistance level that keeps people away is themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, well, I feel so tired after work. And we all do, but at the same time, if you can walk in those doors at the gym, 99% of the time you're going to feel better unless you're sick.
Yeah.
You're going to feel better when you come out of the gym. I guarantee it. And you'll feel so much better. You'll be laying in your bed and going, gosh, I have so much energy. How can I sleep? You know, it's like that. It's like that. But I'm really concerned in Cullman and the Southeast, because the Southeast, we have the highest obesity rates in the entire nation.
Yeah.
You know, and it's people don't have portion control. We don't have as many alternative, you know, places. There's fast food restaurants on every single corner. It's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fast food, don't get me wrong, once every while is not going to hurt a thing, but how many people do that?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, moderation, back in my days of weighing in well over 300 pounds, my idea of moderation was, if I had a burger for lunch, I can't have one for dinner, so I got to have pizza or something. That was my moderation. But you're right. The portions are really crazy. And I think, too, when we start to be more health-minded and knowing what is a good choice for us, they're tough to find. And you really have to weed through all kinds of things to be able to find what you're looking for. So you have to be determined, for sure.
You're exactly right. That's number one. You have to be determined. You have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like if someone was quitting smoking. You know, people will say, well, there's a big football game on this Saturday. I'll end up smoking then, so I better set it for next Saturday. Well, there's always going to be that next Saturday and something coming up. So get the willpower, you know, plan your goal. You know, realistic goals, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months out. Take a picture, you know, before and after picture, because you see yourself every day, and you won't notice a difference because you see yourself every day.
Yeah.
But if you take that picture, don't look at it for 6 months, then take another one, you'll be really impressed and you'll keep on going.
So what do you mean 6 months? Like, don't you mean like 6 hours? Shouldn't we start seeing results?
Well, you know, that some people may, but they're taking something they probably shouldn't, you know. But no, really, people shouldn't expect. I mean, people can see results as early as 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know of one fella that has seen results after the first week. I was like, you sure you're not taking something you're not supposed to? And he was clean. But everybody is different.
Yeah.
What works for me may work for you or may not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it interesting. If it worked for all of us, people would make millions off writing books.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things, it has been one of the best pieces of advice I've gotten on my journey, is that our bodies lose weight responsibly. They don't do it how our own mindset thinks it should happen. And that's really helped me to keep that in mind, that, wow, it really does happen the way it's supposed to when we do the right steps to make that happen.
It does, and it just, how much you're willing to put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to, the diet is 99% of it. In my opinion, some people say 80, some 90. I really think it's 99%.
Mm-hmm.
Because I notice when I'll have a bad eating day, last weekend I ordered a pizza, and mm-hmm. in the gym I knew it the next day.
Yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
Even one day off, but I could tell. And that's not to discourage anybody, but I'm just trying to encourage people, because anybody, I honestly believe, no matter how far someone has fallen,
mm-hmm.
they can return, they can resurrect themselves and get back to where they were, or even better. They just have to take the step. And it would be wise to hire a personal trainer or a weight loss you know, counselor or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to give them some guidance, and that'll build confidence. And if they can stay in there for 2 to 3 weeks solid, they will gain that confidence.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that. It's back in college, the college would always say, when you move off, try to not go home for 2 weeks. You know, to get that college experience. So when you're in the gym, try to hit it for those 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without saying, "Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and take a day off." You know,
yeah.
Because if you do, you may be right back out before you get started.
Yeah, you kind of immerse yourself in it and get that going strong. That makes a lot of sense, and it always is good. That support Oh my goodness, that support makes all the difference. I know that it has for me. So that's great. That's just really great advice.
Well, it's getting in the gym and then getting those results. What I've seen that keep, and this is just overall in the past 20 years, what I've seen in the gym, what keeps males and females from getting results are totally different. With males, it's pride, and with females, it's lack of confidence.
Oh,
you know, I've noticed, and I say that because pride, you know, and I was guilty of the same thing when I was 20. I'd go in there and say, I want to put 370 pounds on the bench press, and I had my back arched, and, you know, I wasn't doing the right form when I should have been doing 275 the right way. And it took me 20 years to figure that out, but the results started coming quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And girls, or women or ladies, whatever, when they go in the gym, if they ever get someone making a comment about them, they really take it to heart. And they make it, they let it affect their entire workout. It's like, don't worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen several times throughout my career and said, those people feel like garbage about themselves, otherwise they wouldn't say garbage about you.
Yeah.
Said it norm. I said their number one problem is they're not here to work out, first of all, or they wouldn't have time to say negative things.
That's a great point.
You know? So they're obviously not focusing on what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the most important things I always told clients. I said, have confidence, you know, listen to your body, don't listen to anyone else.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you find that would go either way? Like somebody could get a somewhat kind of snarky or negative comment and that would affect their self-esteem versus if it was like, hey, you're doing great and yeah, you're looking good, that would affect it confidence to the other degree?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, it's like one of those days that you woke up, and I know these kind of days are few and far between, but it's like nothing could go wrong. You could have walked through that day blindfolded and everything went perfect and you're just so happy. But you want everyone else to be that happy because you're happy.
Yeah.
No one miserable is going to say, or no one happy is going to say, I want to make that person miserable. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think, too, I think that as humans, we just have that tendency to compare our worst to somebody else's best. Mm-hmm. and view things through those eyes. And sometimes I think that we can be our own worst critic and be pretty judgmental, especially if you're in an environment like that.
Well, it's a competitive environment. Is I like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I like going into areas where every guy in there is better than me because it's only going to make me better, you know. And and that's true with any sport. If you're around someone who is better, you will learn off them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That's like that in life, isn't it?
And it's same, you know, yeah. When it comes to diet, you know, I mean, husbands and wives, if one of them is going on the plan, the other has got to support.
Yes.
And make some sacrifices. Because if you're bringing in, ding-dongs and Twinkies and all this garbage, but your husband over here saying, I've got to start eating grilled chicken salad and stuff like this. Eventually, he's going to say, well, one won't hurt. Well, it's high glycemic. Remember that.
Yep.
Usually, that's why you can sit down and eat a whole box of donuts, because it's high glycemic.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this topic when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk, Path Changers. We're here with Chad Oppel, and we'll be right back after the break. Thanks for tuning in.
Am I doing all right, or am I just ranting?
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Thanks so much for coming back and joining us. Chad and I are having a talk, and we're going to carry on our conversation, because one of the things that we were talking about was when you have, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be a couple. It can be a friend. It can be just people in your world. And let's just say you decide that you want to make a change and get on a healthier path and start doing that. Ultimately, you're going to have people in your world going, well, can't you just have a bite? Or how long you got to do that for? Are you still doing that? And it's such a bummer. It's just such a bummer.
It is a bummer, because it gets back. People can say, well, sugar is just sugar. Well, sugar, you try to quit it cold turkey and you'll find out it's a drug pretty quick. You'll be climbing the walls just like you're trying to quit smoking. But it's always better with that partner, and especially a couple. Mm-hmm. If you can go at it together,
yes,
then you're twice as strong, because you're holding each other accountable, because you're going to feel guilty if you let them down. And if you can make it past the first 2 or 3 weeks, even the first month, it becomes habitual. You're saying, I don't want that donut anymore. Yeah. I actually want fish. But one thing as far as weight loss, what I've figured out over the years is the more you can prepare at home, the more mm-hmm. weight you're going to lose. Because when you go out to these restaurants, they do have fish options. They do have healthier options. But at the same time, they're in the business to sell the fish.
Yep.
And there's a reason that fish is going to sell. It's going to have more sodium than you normally, it's going to have some kind of glaze sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say I don't do that, because I'll go over, to what's this place over there by Cracker Barrel, and they have some really good salmon.
Okay.
Yeah. Very
Logan's?
Good.
Logan's,
okay. Yes. Slipped my mind there for a second, but they have very good salmon, and there's nothing wrong with that, but if you stay at home more and prepare more, then at least you can count your calories.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the most important thing to me about weight loss is finding that basal metabolic rate, and you have to go to a doctor to find it. So,
mm-hmm.
And basically that's the number of calories you're burning at rest, and the doctor will say this is the calories to maintain current weight status. So you'll have a blueprint to go by, going, okay, my BMR is 2200, so if I ate 2200 calories, then I'm not going to gain or lose a pound, and you manipulate it by that.
I'll be staying the same, which is a beautiful place to stay.
That's right.
Especially, we had talked on the show a couple weeks ago just about how we hit that age of 20 and we slowly start losing that muscle mass unless you're, you know, got it built into your lifestyle like you do. And so that's where people can start to gain small amounts of weight over time. And next thing you know, it's 10 pounds. And next thing you know, it's 20 pounds. Then the next thing you know, they've got metabolic syndrome and diabetes and all of those, that state of disease going on. And so it is. It's really cool that you have that so built into your lifestyle. And that's one of the things that has been so great for me is to learn. I mean, since I was a kid and people, you know, it's all about losing weight for me my whole teenage life. And people would say, well, you just got to change your lifestyle. And it's like, well, that's okay. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was in my 40s until I actually, like you mentioned the word blueprint, until I actually had a path for how to do that, how to accomplish that. Start here, then do this, and then take a look at this. And I really had no idea that sleep had anything to do with my, you know, I mean, sleep to me was just something that I had to do if I got super tired. And if I was out having fun,
right,
sleep didn't matter. So all of those things really come into play. And it's just, it's great that I know it now. And I just, one thing I'm just absolutely amazed about is how resilient our bodies are. And you mentioned that earlier that, you know, if somebody thinks they can't get to a certain place, our bodies are so resilient and they really want to be healthy.
Sure. I mean, anybody can do anything they put their minds to, you know. And I know the time barriers, that is a big deal nowadays. That's why fast food restaurants thrive the way they do.
Yeah,
is because
convenience.
Of time. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Convenience.
And I mean, even if you look online, of course, it's been going on for a while. You can pre-order your groceries at Kroger or Amazon, whatever the case may be, and just, you know, they're delivered. You pick them up out in the driveway. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's a fast-paced world. But, you know, there's workouts I wrote for clients. They did at home, you know, but I can't emphasize enough, you know, to have that plan, to be determined, get that BMR, you know, and then go for it.
Get some friends.
Get some friends and go
for it. Because support can be good, but support can also be bad.
Yeah, and you have to have the,
you have to have that right kind of support,
Yeah, because if you'll know it real fast if you don't.
Yeah.
Because you'll have the friend that's supportive at first, and then you start exceeding them, and they become sort of bitter, going, oh, I'm doing the same thing he did.
Yeah.
And then they may, but you just have to take it as it is.
Yeah.
Do the best you can.
Make that decision. So you brought along a drink with you.
I did.
And you wanted to talk about that a little bit.
I brought along this vitamin water. And this is another important thing, especially when it comes to losing weight. It's really watching those labels in the grocery store. You know, just because it's a box, it could have 4.5 servings in a box. But this vitamin water here, I'm holding a, let's see what ounce bottle this is, a 20 fluid ounce bottle. It says 120 calories on here. Well, you can learn your stuff with, you know, carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram, protein has 4, fat has 9, alcohol has 7. But then you have 32 grams of sugar down here, and sugar has 3.87 calories per gram. But these manufacturers do not have to put that number on the top of the bottle. So in reality, this 120 calorie bottle is really about 245.
Wow.
So it's more than double. And I'm drinking it because I don't want it to go to waste. You know, but.
My grandfather used to call that eating up the inventory.
But that goes true with anything. I mean, sugar is the biggest enemy above saturated fat. In fact, you know, eating diets high in cholesterol is not what causes high cholesterol. It's diets high in saturated fat.
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at one egg, it's what, 60% of your daily value of cholesterol. But
Yeah.
Yeah, sugar.
I remember in one of my dieting days learning about the tricks of the nutrition labels. We had started getting these muffins, and I think it was, God, when I lived in California, I think it was a Costco by us, but we would get these packs of these muffins. And I remember, you know, being on a diet, and I remember reading that muffin pack, reading the label one time and thinking it had 200 calories, and it's a big fat muffin. And I was like, hot dog. I mean, I can totally do that. Until I had been doing that. And one day I took a closer look and there were four servings in that muffin. Mm-hmm. Four servings. Boom, boom. So I looked, it's so crazy. And it's just really unfair. It's just unfair. And they get to throw that word natural and healthy, and it just gets to be thrown around to where it's just sad.
Well, I mean, you're exactly right. It's sad, and for people looking
it's deceiving.
For is, and for people looking for shortcuts,
mm-hmm.
you know, those shortcuts will help you for a short time.
Yeah,
you know, and then your body's going to get accustomed to it. It's just going to go away. It's just best to do it the natural way. For instance, like fat burners. Well, you have your target heart rate range, but these fat burners are going to send you to that target range without even working you out.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to race that heart. It's not safe. Wow. You know, in my opinion, I'd never recommend one of those, but, it's hard. Like I posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's
and I want to read that.
Sure.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to read that and then we'll wind up. But that was, something that Chad did. He just recently posted this on Facebook and it says, if dieting and working out were easy, then we would all be supermodels. The fact of the matter is, it's very difficult. The one thing that really bothered me about somebody is they would quit just before they broke out to new heights. Resistance is usually strongest right before a breakout. I believe that is true in any part of life. It's so good.
Thank you.
And it's true. It's very true.
It's true. And, you know, whether it's someone battling an illness, you mm-hmm. know, or even a relationship, you're having trouble in a relationship and it's real sour. Sometimes, you know, that old saying, darkest before the dawn. And
yeah.
Especially with working out, because, and the reason people do quit is because they reach a plateau and they don't know what a plateau is. They're going, well, I guess this is the best I can do.
Yeah.
And if they have a partner, and once they bust through that plateau, their confidence will skyrocket. And that's what I love to see more than anything, is people's confidence go through the roof.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For your time and joining all your wisdom. We're going to have you back and
sure,
keep anytime. This conversation going. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You're listening to Chad. I want to Apple.
Yeah, that's all right.
Because apples are so healthy.
They are healthy.
Chad Apple. And you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. Stay tuned for Big D. He's coming up next. Thanks so much.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, is proud to announce the return of Friday Night Live. Each week, we'll select a local high school game to bring you live here on the radio. As the 2017